desire that the Holy Spirit has for your life. Did you know that the Holy Spirit has a desire for you before you was ever born again? The Holy Spirit had a desire for you. The Holy Spirit had a desire to draw you. The Holy Spirit had a desire for you. The greatest friend you'll ever have in life is the Holy Spirit. It'll live inside of you. It'll talk to you. It'll walk with you. It'll help you along life's way. Romans chapter number 9 and verse number 33, if you would turn with me there and stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. The Bible says in Romans 9, 33, as it is written, behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone and a rock of offense, and whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is this, that they might be saved. For I bear them a record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. For Moses described the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth these things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who shall ascend into the deep, that is to bring up Christ again from the dead. But Romans 10:8, the Bible says, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shall believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believed unto righteousness, and with the mouth confessions made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence this morning, I thank you this morning for the sweet Holy Ghost. I thank you for the desire of the Holy Spirit this morning. Lord, I pray this morning, Lord, I know I'm in over my head, but Lord God, I'm coming to a passage of Scripture in the book of Romans that I know very familiar. Father God, because I went down this road the day that I got born again, Lord God, this passage is not away from me, but it's dear to my heart. Father, the passage teaches us and it shows us how to be born again. Lord God, this morning the Holy Ghost has a desire and it has a want to save all men this morning, Father. Lord God, it's wanting to draw all mankind to Him, which is God Almighty this morning, through the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray this morning that you would guard the next few moments, Lord God, that you would protect the ears of the hearers this morning, Lord God. Lord God, we know that, oh, Satan, the thief this morning, he's come to kill, steal, and destroy. But we know this morning that you are the good shepherd and you've come to give us life and that we may have it more abundantly. Lord God, I pray this morning as we enter into your thanksgiving and your praise that you would show us this morning the desire of the Holy Ghost. Father, I love you and I thank you. Guard my throat, guard my thoughts. Lord God, I pray this morning once again that you protect this service. We ask it in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people say it. Amen. Amen. You may be seated this morning. The Holy Spirit's desire. This morning as we come to Romans chapter number 10, and we've been going down through the book of Romans, we come to Romans chapter number 10 and verse number 1, and Paul said, brethren, my heart's desire is this. Folks, this morning, can I say to you, hey, that you can have a desire in your heart for something more than physical things. Hey, it can be a desire for spiritual things that can come into your heart. Oh, Paul, he come here and he said, brethren, my heart's desire is this, Israel, that they might be saved. Friends, this morning, you know what my heart's desire is this morning? And for every believer that's ever been born again, the Holy Ghost puts in our heart that all mankind might be saved. Hey, that's our prayer this morning, that our loved ones, the ones that's lost and don't know Jesus Christ, that they may come to that saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hey, but when Paul came here, he was talking about the house of Israel. He wasn't talking about some foreigner, but he was talking about the house of Israel. And he said, my prayer is that they might be saved. Number one, this morning I want to show you in the text that the Holy Ghost this morning, or the Holy Spirit this morning, it has a concern for the lost man. It has a concern for the sinner this morning. Look what the Bible says in verse number 2. He says, for I bear them record that they have a zeal of God. They have a passion about God. They have an unction about God, but not according to knowledge. He said, I want you to know that the Holy Ghost, it is concerned about you. It loves you and it has a desire to draw you unto God and God Himself. This morning, as we get into the text this morning, I want to show you that concern that He has for all mankind. This morning, the Holy Ghost, He draws you and He comforts you and He controls you and He has a feeling on your life this morning. I thank God this morning when things ain't going right in my life, the Holy Ghost, He allows me to know that this morning. Ain't you? Hey, I thank God this morning that the Holy Ghost, He'll change a thing in a man's life. Brother Brent said this morning, he ain't who he used to be. Hey, before Christ, he'd have done it one way. Hey, but after Christ, you know why he don't do the things he used to do? It ain't got nothing to do with Brent Gunner. It's got all to do with the Holy Ghost that lives inside of him. Friends, this morning the Holy Ghost, he said that he is concerned about you this morning. He said, for I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they being ignorant in verse number 3 of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness. Oh, Paul here, he said that the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, it has a concern about you. Hey, he said, I don't want you to be so self-righteous. I don't want you to get caught up into religion, but I want you to have a relationship with the Holy Ghost this morning. And that you know that the Holy Spirit, it lives inside of you this morning. I want you to get this. He says, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. We know that in Isaiah 64, 6, the Bible says that our righteousness is as filthy rags. Friends, he didn't say that our wickedness is as filthy rags, but the best that you can do on your best day, on your good day, on your great day, on your heyday, on that day in your life where you think that you've pleased God and you think that you've done everything that God has called you to do and you think that you're living up here. He said when you get to that day, you remember that the righteousness that you and I do, it is as filthy rags compared to what God is in our life. He said this morning that they have a form of their own righteousness, but they have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. Friends, I'm talking about this morning about being submitted to what God has called you to do. I want to ask you this question this morning as we get into the text. Have you submitted yourself since you've been born again to the righteousness of God? Are you doing what God has called you to do? Are you living that life according to what the Holy Ghost is leading you in your life? He said they've not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. You say, preacher, what is the righteousness of God? That is walking by grace, that is walking by faith, that is walking in the love of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He said this morning that he has a concern about you and he wants you to walk that way. He said my concern is that they might be saved. Number one, he has a concern about the sinner. Friends, this morning I have a concern for the lost folk, don't you? Man, I have a concern for the lost folk because I used to be a lost folk. I used to be part of that lost bunch. But friends, I want you to know this morning by the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, no longer am I lost, but I'm saved waiting on heaven. Amen? Hey, I'm saved waiting on heaven because there was a day in somebody's life they got concerned about this old lost sinner and they shared the plan of salvation with me. Friends, this morning when you share the plan of salvation and you start getting concerned about lost folks, you know what happens? The Holy Ghost moves on that and it changes that conversation. It'll indwell that person and they can't get over what they heard. Hey, it'll dwell on them all their life. Look here in the text, if you would, with me. He said for Christ in verse number 4, we're talking about concerned about the sinner. Man, concerned about that lost man. He said for Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. For Christ is the end of that to everyone that believeth. Who is our ruler now? Who is our God stick? Who is the one that sets us up? It's God. It's Christ. That's who we look to. For Moses described the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth these things shall live by them. But, in verse number 6, the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise. The righteousness of faith speaketh on this wise. What is that, preacher? That we have a concern for lost folks. He said here, the Holy Spirit's desire as he has a concern for you. Did you know that the Holy Ghost cared about you before he ever come into your heart to live? Did you know that the Holy Ghost cared about you before you ever was born again? You know who it is that draws? It says the Spirit is what draws you unto salvation. It's the Spirit that draws you. He didn't draw you when you were saved. He drew you when you was lost. He drawed you when you was filthy. He drawed you when you was wretched. He drawed you when you was lost. He drawed you, and that's how he's concerned about you. And the same one that drawed you to that, the same one that pulled you in, the same one that said you need to be saved, the same one convicted you so many times in our life will be the same one that we don't pay no attention to. The same one that drew us will be the same one that we pay no attention to. Let me give you the second thing in the text. Not only the Holy Spirit's desires, he's concerned about the sinner, but I want you to look at this in verse number 7. The Holy Spirit is closer than you think. The Holy Spirit's closer than you think. He's in this service. Do you know how I know he's in here? Because he came with me this morning. If you're saved, he came with you this morning. If you go to the honky-tonk in the morning, he's with you there in the morning. The Holy Ghost don't just come in, out, in and out, in and out. He dwells inside a believer. He dwells inside a believer. Have you ever seen somebody that's saved that don't want to talk about the Holy Spirit? You know why? Because they're trying to suppress that Holy Spirit. When you get saved, you can't live the life that you once lived. You can't do what you once did because there's somebody living inside of you. And as we get here, he says this in verse number 7, the closeness of the Holy Spirit in our lives. I'll never forget the day I got saved, how close that Holy Spirit was to me. I felt him breathing on my neck, amen. I felt him breathing in my heart. I felt him breathing in my lungs. I felt that Holy Ghost breathing on me. Do you feel that in your life? So, preacher, he ain't that close. Son, he's close. Look what he says here in verse number 8. But what saith it? The word is close or nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. He said that Holy Spirit is so close. He was telling these Israelites here, he said, I want you to know something. The house of Israel, my prayer is that the house of Israel will be saved. That's my prayer. My folks this morning, my prayer is that everybody that sits in this congregation is saved and going to heaven. That's my prayer. That's my prayer this morning, that everybody sitting in this building is saved and ready for heaven. Man, ready to go. But I see that the concern about the sinner, but I see the closeness of the Scripture. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That closeness of the Scripture. Do you know this morning you can hold a Bible in your hand and still be lost? Listen to me. Listen to me. You can hold a Bible in your hand and still be lost. You know how close you are to the Word of God this morning? If you've got a Bible in your hand, you're very close to that Word of God. But that Word of God can be in your hand. It can be so far from your heart this morning. Listen to me. That Word can be in your hand. It can be in your truck. It can be in your car. It can be in your bedroom. It can be on your nightstand. It can be anywhere in your life. But if it ain't in your heart, it won't do you a bit of good. That Word's got to come into that heart. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. This morning, I want you to know when that seed goes into that heart, when that Word goes in that heart, the psalmist said, these words I've hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. When that Word comes into your heart and it gets down to where it needs to be, friends, I want you to know it'll come alive in your life. That's the closeness of that word. He says here, look here, but I just said the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. You say, preacher, what are you talking about this morning? The Holy Spirit's desire, number one, he's concerned about the lost man. He's close to the lost man. Man, he wants him to be saved. Because I say to you this morning, he's not only close to the concerned about the lost man, but he's concerned about the saved man. Not only is he close to the lost man, but he's close to the saved man. He is right next to you this morning. Brother J.D. and Sister Holly, they sit right next to one another. You weren't sitting next to another woman. No, because it ain't yours. Y'all are married. Y'all are one. Y'all are together. When you get born again from above, hey, somebody sits by you. You say, who is that, preacher? It's that Holy Ghost. He sits with you. He walks with you and talks with you. You say, preacher, so I want to know something this morning. He's concerned about me and he's close to me. Does that make me saved? No. The Holy Spirit is so concerned about you and he is so close to you that his desire and his will is that you make a confession. Not only is he concerned, not only is he close, but he is praying that you make a confession. Why do I have to confess the Lord Jesus? That's the plan. No man set the plan up. God set the plan. This morning, I want you to get this. Look here in verse number 9. He says not only is he concerned about the sinner, not only is he closeness of the scripture that's right there on us. He said it's in thy mouth and in thy heart. This is the word of faith which we preach. The word comes, we hear it, we come every Sunday. We hear the word preached, we hear the word sung, we hear the word taught, that word comes. Is that enough by hearing the word? It's not enough. As we in Romans 10, the Holy Spirit said, I'm concerned about you, I'm close to you, but that's not enough. But what he says in verse number 9, he said, what are you talking about? The confession. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Is that all it takes, preacher? That's all it takes. My heart's desire this morning is this. It's one thing to know God's concerned about you. And it's one thing to have a Bible in your hand. But I can tell you this morning, you'll tell if a man or woman's made a confession that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. There'll be a change in that individual's life. There'll be a change that comes in that individual's life that can never be denied. It'll get so deep down inside of you that it'll change everything that there is about you. It'll change your walk. It'll change your talk. So why did Paul put this in 10? Why did God get him to pin this down here? Because he'd been changed. He'd been changed. He'd been delivered. And he had been set free. This morning he says in verse number 10, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Not only do we see the confession of salvation, but we see the change for a sinner. The change that's in that person's life. Get this, verse number 12. For there is no difference. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning. God's laid this on my heart so heavy this week. There is no difference. And that's what you need to know this morning. There is no difference who you are. It don't matter where you've been, what you've done, or what's going on in your life. The Bible says, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. What does that mean, preacher? There's no difference between the righteous and the unrighteous. There's no difference between the black and the white. Come on, talk to me. There's no difference. There is no difference this morning. He is the same Lord over all. There's no difference this morning who you are or what you are. The blood of Jesus Christ is what changes an individual. And the only way that blood of Jesus Christ is applied to a person's heart, listen to me this morning, is by the drawing of the Holy Ghost. That Holy Ghost draws you and it pulls you. My problem this morning is, what I just don't understand sometimes is, I just wonder how many people's been saved, and it's not my job, but I just wonder how many people's been saved that's never been drawn. They've been pulled by a man, they've been pulled by a mama, they've been pulled by a daddy. They've been pulled, but they ain't never been drawn. Can I talk to you just for a minute? I'll never forget the day I got saved. We were Romans 10. I done been to the preacher, and that didn't work. Done talked to the preacher, and that didn't work. Done that when I was a long time ago. They got a place in my life, though, that I knew that I needed to be born again. There was a tug on me. It didn't matter where I went. It seemed like everybody was talking about Jesus. It didn't matter where I went or where I, it didn't matter. Everybody was talking about Jesus. And everybody was talking about how good God was and what he could do in your life. And folks, I want you to know this morning that draw is important in your life. That same spirit that draws you for salvation is the same spirit after you're saved and you start walking for Jesus Christ that draws you to a closer relationship with Christ Jesus. If you ignore that Holy Ghost, you ignore that Holy Spirit, your walk with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ won't be where it needs to be. You cannot have a walk with God. You cannot have a walk with Jesus without the Holy Spirit. That Holy Spirit is what draws you, is what leads you, is what guides you. And he says this morning that that closeness is right there in your hands. This morning, if you're saved, you're having a tough time walking for Jesus. Can I say this? If you're having a tough time walking for Jesus, ask the Holy Ghost to lead you. Holy Spirit, you're invited in. You have complete control. I realize you're concerned about me. I realize you're close, right there next to me. I realize you're wanting me to confess that I'm weak, but you're able. Holy Spirit, guide me. Because I know if you will, you'll change me. And I won't be who I used to be. But what he says here, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. There's a change for that sinner. He became rich. He became ready because he has a relationship with Christ Jesus. Is all I can think about is that baby. This morning, Brother Rodney asked in Sunday school, how many months y'all got? I said, son, we ain't in months no more. We down to weeks. We started out counting months. Now we're counting weeks. And there's some of you in here this morning. Listen to me. There's some of you this morning. You're done with the months. God's done gave you all the months he's going to give you, and you're down to the weeks. And he said, if you're going to be birthed into the family of God, you're going to have to come forth, you're going to have to confess, and you're going to have to get it right. He said, that's where you're at, and there's going to come a day that's going to be birthed into the family. There's a day coming that baby's going to be birthed, and it ain't going to just stay there forever. It's going to come forth. That word is there. That baby's going to come forth. Just as a child of God, we're birthed into the family of God. You can't get in no other way. You can't get to heaven no other way. You can't do it no other way but by being birthed into the family of God. He said, I'm concerned about you, and I want you to be birthed into the family. You said, preacher, how do you know there's a birth? Because there's pain that comes with being birthed. When you're birthed in, there's pain. Paul said, I have a desire for you. The Holy Ghost has a desire for you. And he wants you to be birthed into the family of God. And you can't get in by your righteousness. You can't get in no other way. You only get in by the blood of Jesus Christ. You're going to have to be birthed into the family. The one that's tired of hearing that message is the one that needs that message. You have to be birthed into that family. You know what a birth is? It's an exciting time. Man, you get happy, don't you? But I do know this. When you're birthed into a family, it's something new. You're new. And when you're birthed in, you don't just keep walking around with that afterbirth. Listen to me this morning. You just don't walk in with all that stone. You know why? It gets cleaned off. You get cleaned off. And that's what Jesus has done to us. He's birthed us into that family. Man, it's hard in here this morning. Listen to me. I don't know who it's for. Whoo! To be birthed into the family of God. He said, preacher, I've held a Bible all my life. That's good. That's good. Boy, that's good. But unless you've been birthed into the family of God. Birthed. See, that scripture is so close. I just wonder how many people are so close. Just so close to being sold, bought, birthed into the family, just right there on the edge. Man. So, preacher, what will happen? Thou will confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes into righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. This morning the Holy Spirit has a desire for you like you've never seen before. Man, he's wanting to use you. He's wanting to walk with you. He's wanting to talk to you. He's wanting to help you along this life's way. And I promise you that this morning in Jesus' name. I promise you that this morning. To the one that's been birthed into the family of God in here this morning. We got birthdays in the house this morning. We're going to sing here in a little bit. And as I stood right over there and thought about the birthdays, I thought about, what about if everybody that's been born again would stand? Everyone that's been born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, and we sung them happy birthday. That had been a time in my life I couldn't have stood. Been in church services where I did stand. When they said, if you're saved, stand. I wasn't going to sit down. No, sir. You ain't getting me. I know that old trick. But you know one I couldn't lie to, Brother Bradley Hush? You know who I couldn't lie to? The Holy Ghost. Couldn't lie to him, brother. You know why? Because he knows it all. He knows it all. This morning, he knows what you need this morning. I don't know. But I know this. He is concerned about you this morning. Saved person, he's concerned about you this morning. This is on my heart. He's concerned about you. He's close to you, saved person, this morning. He's close to you. He's right there beside you in that pew. He's wanting you just to confess, not to the preacher, not to nobody in this church. He just wants you to confess, I'm weak and I need strength. And he said, what you're going through, I'll change it. But until you release it and give it to me, I cannot change it. When you release and give it to the Holy Spirit, you know what he does? He carries it straight to Jesus Christ, straight to the Father, making intercession for us. This morning, if you're struggling with what you got going on, ask the Holy Spirit to take it. Pray in the Spirit and ask him, Lord, you know my heart. What I leave out, Holy Ghost, you take care of it for me. And I promise you this morning, he'll take care of it in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Father, I love you and I thank you. Lord God, I thank you that your Holy Spirit is so close. Oh, Lord God, I thank you that it draws us and it pulls us and it's right there on us, Father. Lord, I pray this morning, Father, for the one that's in here this morning that may be lost, Lord God, that needs to be born again. I pray for that individual. Father, I pray this morning for the one that is saved but is struggling. Lord, they're living in sin. They know it. And they just need to get it where it needs to be, Father. This morning, I pray that they'd turn it over to the Holy Spirit this morning. And they'd, Father, that's what's drawing them. That's what's not giving them no peace. Lord God, your word says that he is our comforter. And he comforts us. Oh, and he leads us and he guides us. Lord, whoever that is this morning, I pray that you'd move on them. Lord, I pray you'd move on my heart, Father. Father, I love you so much. I thank you for saving my soul from a devil's hell. Lord God, deserved hell, and you gave me heaven. Lord, I'm so excited, and I thank you for it. Lord, I pray for that one this morning that may be lost once again. Father, they know it. Right now, as I open my mouth, they know it. Deep down in their heart, they knew if they drawed that last breath, that hell would be their home. They know it. Father, they may know somebody. Lord, I pray that Holy Spirit gets stirring us, get us concerned about the folks that are lost. Lord, I pray this morning you have your will and way in this service. I ask it in Jesus' holy, precious name. All of God's people say, amen. I ask you to stand.